that was the message I heard repeatedly, that indigenous people felt excluded from decisions that affect their lives, and not necessarily by design of the contemporary government, but by the historical circumstances that had left them in disadvantaged conditions and that continue to manifest themselves in that exclusion and other conditions of disadvantage.
You spent 9 days in Namibia. Did you meet with the indigenous people there?
Yes, I traveled to various parts of the country, met with several groups, several San indigenous peoples in particular, but also Nama people, Ovahimba people, and others.
I've heard an argument coming from Africa that, in fact, all Africans are indigenous. Did you come across that same argument in Namibia?
Yes, and I don't necessarily dispute that. What I am focusing on, however, are groups that are in a disadvantaged condition in comparison to other groups and that have those characteristics that indigenous peoples across the world share of wanting to maintain their distinct cultures in the face of that disadvantage and wanting to maintain connections with traditional lands as a basis for their development and place in the world. And interestingly, the government doesn't dispute that there are such groups that are indeed indigenous among the other indigenous groups that are deserving of a special focus.
Is there anything that the government is doing to address the concerns of indigenous people in Namibia?
Yes. The government, in fact, has a high-level program or a program established by the Office of the Prime Minister that addresses the conditions of what they refer to as marginalized indigenous communities, including the San indigenous groups, but others as well. And that, I think, is an important initiative. There are a lot of concerns that it doesn't go far enough or that it's a particular aspects of the program not well designed. But I find it important that that initiative does exist and is an important basis upon which to build.
Now, what are some of the challenges that still remain in addressing the concerns of indigenous people in Namibia?
Well, many indigenous peoples have, as a result of the colonial era and the apartheid era under South Africa, and of various developments associated with that, have become landless, that is, without any land. I visited San communities that were on the peripheries of town in land that was not recognized as their own, very limited areas in which to live in, that are seeking to have some land base restored to them. Others that do have a land base find that land base is threatened by encroachments, by outsiders, more powerful groups. Indigenous peoples have traditional use and occupancy patterns within areas that have now been turned into national parks or that were in fact turned into national parks or conservation areas during the previous regimes prior to independence of Namibia, but those national parks remain and the government wants to keep them as such. And the government seems to not have a policy that reconciles the presence of indigenous peoples within these parks and instead seems to want to see these parks exclusively for the benefit of nature and animals as opposed to for the benefit of the people who still have connections to those areas. And that's a problem. And so I've encouraged the government to revisit that position of seeing the parks as not necessarily compatible with the use and occupancy patterns by indigenous peoples. And then there are challenges with regard to traditional authority structures. Many indigenous peoples felt, and this relates to the sense of exclusion, they felt that they weren't represented within the system of governance of the country, that their own traditional authorities were not recognized or that they didn't have traditional authorities that were included within the system of traditional authorities that is recognized by the Namibian state. And so the sense, again, of not being fully included is related to that concern of that many indigenous groups.
Given what you have just told me, are you optimistic about the future of indigenous people in Namibia?
Yeah, I am. I am, because there is a dialogue going on. Indigenous peoples and their leaders are asserting themselves and their rights. They're aware of them. And the government is open to a dialogue. At least that's what I found. And I think that gives grounds for optimism.
To wrap up, Professor Anaya, now what are you going to do with your findings on the mission to Namibia?
I'll be developing a report. I've already issued a preliminary statement, which I made public upon my conclusion last Friday, the conclusion of the visit last Friday. And I'll be developing a report that will be presented to the government as well as to the Human Rights Council sometime next year, early next year. It'll be made public and presented to the council later in the year. And that will include recommendations building upon my preliminary observations and recommendations that will address many of the concerns I just mentioned, that will endeavor to promote practical solutions to these concerns, and that I hope will be taken in the spirit of constructive engagement that they're offered.